The Game Awards, they've come, they've gone. We've seen many new trailers. The Xbox crew did a really good job. I think Xbox absolutely crushed it. I think that they showed, hey, we're here to play. We are now the big boys. You got Hideo Kojima's game, OD.
Overdose.
OG OD game. And then the other big one in my mind was Blade.
That one hit hard.
Well, yeah, well, and I think that's because if you notice, I was telling this to David, if you notice last year, Sony, I don't know if, I can't remember if it was at the Game Awards or not, but Sony showed off Spider-Man 2 Marvel, and then they showed off Wolverine.
Yeah.
I think this Blade is kind of Microsoft's answer to like, oh, shoot, we got to go get some Marvel games.
Yeah, I agree with that. The question is, at the end, am I coming through loud enough? Like, for whatever reason, I can't hear myself. I can hear Jordan really well.
Is your thing turned up?
Is your headphones turned up?
Yeah, but I can hear Jordan really well.
Huh.
Just start talking, David. I'll leave you this as we go.
Whatever, I'm just crazy. The thing is at the end, why didn't it say Xbox? Is it a licensing thing?
At the end of what?
Of Blade.
I thought it did say Xbox.
No. Let's pull it up.
Okay. pull up the instant camera.
I'm pretty sure it did, because how else would we know it's for Xbox?
Overall.
Oh, yeah, because it was Bethesda Arcane.
Bethesda Arcane. But that's it. Jordan. While Spicy's looking that up.
Maybe it's not exclusive. Give me your overall review
of the Game Awards, because I have been.
I have been
very critical of the Game Awards in the past, and I think they did a decent job.
I actually think this year was the best show they've done.
Yep.
I actually really liked it. There was, a lot of people just watch for the new trailers. I mean, that's a big pool for a lot of the audience. And then, of course, you get the awards as well, which are good. And I actually think everybody who won deserved to win their category. Like, it was actually, for me personally, there was
I don't think there was really much disagreement for me.
There's
one that I very much disagree with, and that's continual games or best continuing games.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What was that category? You're right. That one was
Cyberpunk one?
Ongoing games.
Best ongoing game.
Yeah, because Cyberpunk is a different game than the other ones in that category, in the respect that I guess it's a live service game, but it's not like the other
it's
ones
not
are like
a live service game.
Yeah, the other ones are like marketed. I mean, technically every game is a live service game, right?
It's a single player game with DLC. That should be its own category, like best DLC.
But to be fair, they completely turned that game around. You know what I mean? Like they worked hard, and the game is actually very good.
Who was in that category? Should we look up that category?
No. I thought best year for the Game Awards. I thought it was really good. This is the best they've done. My only criticism is just 3.5 hours. I feel like there's...
It's way too long.
Why they have the performances, but I think you can cut a lot of that out and make it a 2-hour show because it's just long.
Well, even if they had the performances, speaking of one of the performances, they introduced the actress to Senua, Hellblade 2.
Yeah.
And they're like, introducing her. And then she's like, introducing the band. So they had her. They introduced her to introduce the band.
Yeah.
You can cut some of that out.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there's, I don't know. I guess I get why they have performances, but I don't know.
Well,
I think all you need is the performance at the end with the orchestra doing the Game of the Year stuff, just because it's awesome to watch that flute guy. And other than that,
Here we go. Best ongoing game. right? Ongoing content that evolves the player experience over time. That's what they awarded to the game for outstanding development.
Well, I mean,
ongoing content that evolves the player experience over time. They had Apex Legend. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Which, by the way, how about Apex Legend partnering with Final Fantasy?
Yeah, that is pretty, cool. Pretty cool. Yeah.
They've got Cyberpunk 2077. Not really an ongoing game, but okay. Final Fantasy is in there.
I think Final Fantasy is in the same category as Cyberpunk.
So those two, okay. Fortnite and Genshin Impact,
yeah,
both the same Apex, as Apex Legends. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, according to their description, then yes.
But that would be every game with DLC.
No, I know. I agree with you that it probably should have went to more of a live service type of game like the other three, but, you know.
Right. Okay, we got to derail the conversation here because...
I just pulled up Flute Guy.
Pulled up Flute Guy. And he switches instruments like four times.
Oh, yeah. This guy's he is the leader of this band.
Yeah. Look at him go. Dude, I want him in my marching band.
Yeah, like...
Find yourself... Your goal in life should be to find a job you love as much as this guy loves his job. Like, look at him.
Flute Guy is so awesome.
Flute Guy.
He's inspiring.
He is. Is it fast forward to when he picks up the recorder? I'm like, oh, he's going wood. There you go. Is this it?
I think
look
just,
how he picks it up. he tosses it in the air.
I wonder if he just grabs what he's feeling, you know? Like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, like it's not even a part of the show.
Look, man, he doesn't need a chair. He's standing up. I think the cello guy should stand up too.
Flute dude.
Flute Guy is awesome.
Flute Guy is the man. All right, so Blade, are we watching this? Okay, I agree with you, Jordan. And Spicy, you agree too. Way too long.
Oh, it's way, way too long. I ain't I don't have time to watch.
Yeah, Spicy and I both, we hit the fast forward button. I hit it all the way to trailers. And all the trailers were really good this year, I think. Like, a lot of cool stuff coming out, presented. They did a great job on that. Fast forwarding through to just see the trailers, it's so long. About halfway through, I started fast forwarding through some of the trailers if there was CGI. Like, just because it was like, whoa. It took a long time just fast forwarding through it all. So I don't know how they can come down on the time. I know how. I do think the present...
Remove some of the categories that aren't supposed to take up time.
Yeah, well, they kind of did in that they just
announced them. Yeah, they kind of rapid-fired
them. Yeah, but some of those actually were good categories. They should flip it with some of the other categories that no one even applauds for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's true.
By the way, I don't know if you guys... Well, I know David noticed, but they beefed up security this year.
Oh, yeah, I saw those guys.
Those guys were big.
Yeah, and they had, like, it roped off.
Yeah.
And then they would, like, open up the rope to you. That's because of that one kid.
I bet you there's just this guy.
The Bill Clinton kid?
That kid's super big now. His videos are hilarious.
I bet you there's... Yeah. That's funny. Because they did seem intimidating, those guys.
They weren't letting anyone...
I bet you they just had, like, people out in the lobby and, like, military fatigues, you know, and just, like, just the intimidation.
Okay.
That bit me. The vampire from Baldur's
Gate. Yeah, didn't he win
best voice actor?
Yeah.
Let's go. Did you find Blade, Spicy?
So what am I looking for on that? So I'm just
Blade 2.
I know, Blade, but what Blade am I 2. Specifically looking
we're,
for?
We're going to the end of Blade.
It's 3 hours long. Oh my gosh. Okay.
On another one, it'll take you straight to the trailers.
No, but does it show the announcement at the end? That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a sec. All right, I'll do it.
So, Zoran, I think Xbox smashed it with Hideo Kojima, and I have no idea what that game is, but just having him there.
Well, I think it's a big win that he's coming and making a game for Xbox Games.
Huge win.
Yeah. So, now you may not like his games, which is fair, but
it's not for everyone.
The guy does what he wants, and honestly, I think he really is a visionary. Yeah, I think he really does push boundaries, right? Like
I have one concern with OD.
Oh, that they said it's like a new form of media?
And I don't mind that. I just don't know what it means, but they went out of their way to, the way they were describing it, and I forget exactly, so I'm paraphrasing here, but the way that they described it was this game is super immersive, and it is a game. Like, they went out of their way it is a game.
I think that's what does that mean?
Like, does that mean like, that
hey,
like,
it is a game?
Telltales, where
well,
we're
but,
just.
I mean, his games have always been like super cutscene heavy. I mean, just look at like Death Stranding, right? So, I mean,
yeah, I don't mind.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of cutscenes, but
it's going to be interesting. Jordan Peele came on stage,
and then there's some other secret people he's working with that they're not around. They're not. They're not ready to announce yet.
Adidas 20 dropped a super chat. Thank you very much. $5. X1, don't worry about it. Not saying Xbox on logo. We know who owns Arcane. Ponies just need an air to go off. It's early in development. It is true. However, I wonder if there's a licensing deal here. Like, because there's two ways to approach this. There's two ways. Yeah, it's either exclusive on Xbox and Game Pass, or maybe to get Blade license, they said you can't be exclusive, so it's going to be available everywhere and on Game Pass.
I wonder how Sony got Wolverine then. Because like Spider-Man, Sony literally owns Spider-Man, so like there's.
But then again, to Adidas,
they can do whatever they want with it.
To Adidas 20 point, maybe it's nothing. It might just be a big nothing burger.
Yeah,
but this whole trailer, I was like, what is happening here? And I was like, this is just super weird.
No, I liked it.
And then when he stands up and he puts his coat on,
that
and then
hit
I'm
hard.
Like,
oh. And then it goes Blade. Oh. That hit me hard.
Yeah, that was.
I was like, yeah. Heck yeah! Like this, right, that looks badass. Right?
Yeah, and you're kind of like, you're like, is this Blade?
Gives 20, right there. That's when I was like, yes. Oh,
that
so
shot right there. Yeah, that's so good.
Watch. See, this is exactly what happens. Blade, Arcane, Bethesda, now in development.
Yeah, but it's ZeniMax. Like, see, ZeniMax. It like that's all Xbox owned.
Yeah, but every other trailer, third party, first party, didn't matter. Said Xbox.
I don't know, maybe,
Series X.
Maybe Microsoft doesn't want it exclusive. Maybe it will go everywhere. I mean, who knows? May contain content inappropriate for children.
Yep.
I wonder if Jessica Biel is going to be in it.
One can only hope.
Yeah.
Adidas says, same way Sony has Wolverine and Spider-Man, Blade, an exclusive deal for the Xbox. Yeah, it might be. It's just interesting that they didn't say it. Yeah, when every other game had said that. Mm. So, Spicy, thoughts on OD, actually. I was curious what you thought of OD.
The face? Like, what can I say? I mean, it's great. I mean, it's a collaboration. That's awesome.
That's that face. What is that meta face engine that they're using? Yeah,
Unreal?
No. It's called, there's some, it's like meta human.
It's meta human. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I've been described as a meta human.
I'm reminded of the time when I saw the last Hideo Kojima cutscene where it was the beach. And then there were umbilical cords coming from the sky, and then oil all around the beach, and
baby backpacks.
And then it goes through like the birth canal, you know, and then it's Hideo Kojima.
And you're just like, you're like,
buckle up. I don't care what this is. I am in.
That's something. Then we find out we're a UPS delivery guy when we play that game. So
fighting ghosts, fighting the ether,
fighting the ether ghosts. So this one. All we see are two faces that show different.
Three.
No, there were two.
There were three.
It showed one twice.
No, that was a different actress.
That looked the same. Okay.
I'm pretty sure because it was they named all the people that were acting in it.
Either of you could be right because I've thought both things at different times.
I've only seen it once.
We'll find out when it comes out.
Because the end actress is the beginning actress.
Here, I can pull it up right
but
here.
But they
in
do
between,
look,
yeah.
Yeah, they do look an awful lot alike.
Everybody looks the same in video games.
Well, no. Like, I've got to find. Because what? Hold on. I'm pulling this back up. I don't know what to expect is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I
don't think anyone does.
But the collaboration was, I was not expecting that collaboration.
Me either.
At all.
Me either. Also, I think the part where he came out on stage with smoke, but his tennis shoes were like big and bright red.
That made me laugh.
I was dying. Same with me.
Hard.
Well, I rewound it like three times. Because then you also see
the first one, I was laughing because it's all like green and smoke, and then there's knock on the door, and it slowly opens, and Rockstar Hideo Kojima comes out.
But you see his sneakers first, which is hilarious.
And then he just... Okay, I got to pull it up because it is so funny. Yeah, talk, David. I'm going through 3 hours of footage here, so.
You know, but it's just, there's a lot of question marks there. I'm very excited. I think that kind of mystery around these games is actually good. Like, it's good marketing and hype. It gets buzz going.
Well, and people like.
You couldn't do it if it wasn't him.
People, yeah. I mean, well, you know, if you know him and played his games, you know his style.
Yeah.
This is face number one.
Yeah.
Watch. Also, face last.
Yeah. So you'll see the difference really quick right here. There's actually a pretty major difference. Different person.
Okay.
See, different person. Yeah. Okay. They are alike though. Maybe they're sisters.
And they have different things. Maybe they're sisters. They have different. If you notice, they have like different reflections in their eyes.
Maybe
too,
they're
like,
sisters, and that's the dad. The dad kind of seems possessed though.
Yeah. Well, he looks like he's reading from a teleprompter.
He looks and he sounds. Look at him. He looks scary, dude.
Yeah. See, this is like your typical Hideo Kojima trailer. What is it? What am I looking at?
It looks freaking cool.
Yeah,
though.
But you want to jump into it, don't you? You're like,
I want to know what this game is.
Yeah, maybe it's a FedEx game.
And the way they set it up right here with her eyes. And
well,
then,
and then like you can see, the door open and then
in her.
I'm going to guess it's some type of dystopian world.
That's what I look like when I watch
it. What if the whole game is just facial expressions?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it does, what did it say, for players and for screamers.
Yeah.
So.
But also, the thing that confuses me is this immersive experience.
Well, that's what
for all players and screamers.
But he's only able to do it because of Xbox Cloud services.
Dude, by the way.
So that's where, like.
When he walks out, as the young people say it, have you seen the drip he was wearing? Like he had like his golden
Look at his shoes. You see the shoes first, and it cracked me like the red
tennis shoes.
Oh, muted for copyright music. Come on, dude, you're in the way.
Yeah, look at him. He was like golden.
Dude, when we have our own
It's playing Nine Inch Nails right now too. That's what made me laugh too. It's playing Nine Inch Nails, and he comes. He's a rock star, man. There's few people that are game developers that could come out on stage just like we witnessed.
What I'm always impressed with is the translators.
Yeah.
Sometimes I
think they just like make stuff up.
100%.
They just summarize it. Like they go on forever, we'll tell you more next year.
Yes. Yeah. This whole scene made me laugh pretty hard. So that's funny. We got copy. Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, look at his golden. That's like the Kojima production signia, like gold.
Thoughts on? I think this really. This though helps solidify Xbox during the Game Awards.
Well,
as like a big player because they got crushed. Let's be honest. Well, in past Game Awards,
what I enjoyed and what I think is good is a lot of these Japanese games that they showed off at the Game Awards are going to be playable on Xbox, which is great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I agree, and I concur.
Which, traditionally in the past, they were kind of left to Sony and stuff like that, you know, so.
Pew Pew Padawan, that's Mr. MMA in the house. Welcome. He says, Exodus and Kemurai and Robin all look awesome. Exodus does look awesome. At first I was like, is this, this looks like Mass Effect? And then I was like, looks like Destiny, and then they called themselves the Traveler. Yeah. Or Become a Traveler.
Become a Traveler, yeah.
Which is really interesting. That game looks really good to me.
My game of the show, like the one I'm most excited for. No Rest for the Wicked.
That one looks cool. Yeah.
From the guys that did Ori. And we're now in like this fantasy world. It looks like it's more of a top down. Like is it like an ARPG? But it's got like their art style. The music was good. It was super interesting. Like I thought that was kind of my most anticipated. And actually, surprisingly, I texted you guys. I downloaded and played the finals. I just played the tutorial. I'm going to play it more tonight. That looked. I've heard of it, and I think I saw like Shroud play it a while ago, and a couple other streamers, but. Like Siegel was actually playing it today, and it looks fun.
Finals?
Yeah, it looks fun. I think it's cool. I'm excited to try it out.
Yeah, it's super cool. Especially where you're looking up some fun facts.
No, I was just trying to remember the
stuff.
Everything that was.
Oh,
yeah. I was just reading some like while you guys were talking. I was reading some of the comments on the video, which are pretty funny. It's like they blast through six categories just to have a 10-minute Google ad.
Let's pull up the trailer that Jordan's talking about, his game of the show, No Rest for the Wicked.
Okay.
Yep. Does look very cool. It is like Ori and the Blind Forest for adults, is how I would
describe like
it.
It's like they built Ori to get to this point.
They built Ori to get here.
To get here, yeah.
Yeah, there it is. No rest for the wicked, baby.
I think it looks really cool.
Yeah.
Did they give a date on it, or did they just give like a year?
2020.
There's a lot of 2025s.
Yeah.
Which.
Oh, you can.
It doesn't pull up because I'm using Brave.
Yeah, but on Brave, you can turn it off for right now.
I can? Oh.
Yeah. So up in the bar, in your search bar, hit the. No.
The lion.
Right there. Hit the lion.
Hit this.
And then turn off. There you go.
Oh my gosh!
I just blew your mind, didn't I?
Oh, that's crazy! Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Hey, you're welcome.
All right, well, let's.
I just saved your life. I might have just saved the show.
You just saved the show. Let's go ahead and pull.
Yeah,
it
this
up.
Looks. This does look cool. I think what's appealing is the art style, number one, and then just the world that they're in. It looks very Witcher-esque. In fact, when I was watching, I was like, "Is this like a Witcher spinoff? What is this? Game of Thrones, maybe?
What is this?"
Got three skulls,
people drowning, everything you need in a fantasy.
This felt like Witcher to you?
I thought like maybe this is like, see, like this kind of like kingdom thing. I was like, what is interesting?
You mean fantasy?
yeah, like fantasy.
Fantasy. Okay, all right.
That's exactly what I mean.
There is a connection there, okay.
But I love their art style. Yeah, like that was one of the cool things about Ori. And like this, like you can tell it comes from the same.
He looks cool. He looks like the comedic relief.
Yeah. I'm sure he is.
For those of you listening, just go watch the No Rest for the Wicked.
You'll know exactly who
I'm talking about.
Moon Studios, creators of Ori.
Look how good that looks.
And the music, like, look, see, I like the top down look. I wonder if it's gonna be kind of a mesh between like a side scroller and then you know what I mean? It just like a linear, I don't know, but like look, combat and stuff, like it looks more ARPG to me, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah.
Spicy, what was your game of the show for you? Do you have one?
I had one, but I forgot it.
Can I give mine then?
Yeah.
So this was Jordan's No Rest for the Wicked. Absolutely.
Let me go over the list.
Absolutely solid choice, of course. Mine is Light No Fire, no question.
Oh, yeah.
No question
from the old No Man's Sky team.
I
just do have to say something. They showed the trailer and then they go, by the way, that's an indie developer. Yes, that is true.
A very successful
it's a very successful indie developer with lots of money.
With a lot of success.
Aglarian Studios?
Yeah.
They have like 500 employees. Yeah. Spoiler, they won Game of the Year.
Yeah, Spicy, will you pull up Light No Fire? What appealed to me so much is, number one, it's like all multiplayer. And in this crazy cool, I don't like procedurally generated stuff. But like, I just think this looks freaking cool, though. Way cool. I just want to go adventuring with
you.
This is the Hello Games guys, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be us. We're just going to play just like this. We're going to go explore the Earth. I like that you got mounts, like dragon flying mounts.
I thought you liked procedurally generated stuff.
I think it's overrated.
But like, I remember
that's what this is.
I remember when Starfield came out.
They specifically said this is procedurally generated.
Remember excited for Starfield procedurally generated?
No. Remember handcrafted, baby. Yeah,
he hates it.
Is this
supposed to be, the impression I get is it
like Valheim?
Valheim, that's
ish. I mean, obviously it's not Valheim, but like, you know, the building.
See that bird? I want that as my mount. That's freaking hummingbird. It wasn't a hummingbird, but it was like the size of a hummingbird. It was a little
hummingbird. Yeah,
It was like an overweight hummingbird.
A little robin. That's what it was. It was a robin. But look at that. Could be us. Look how cool that is.
Hey, you guys just want to go fly across this lake on our dragons?
I got to go to this quest. You want to come with me? Let's do it. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Well, but see, that's
well, this is my favorite part. Let's go to the desert.
Watch right here. Let's go to the desert, everybody, and we'll ride these desert.
Well, that's what I want to know. Like, what is it? Just going to be fantasy No Man's Sky? So, like, it's No Man's Sky gameplay, but just in a fantasy world, or is it going to be
like that? Oh.
Is it going to be more? You know,
oh, it's doing things to me.
Yeah, I mean, my best guess, my best guess would be just No Man's Sky fantasy.
Yeah, I would agree. Look how beautiful that looks, though.
Here's the thing, though, David. Yeah, that looks great. But in my experience in like Starfield,
yeah.
The bigger the world, the less populated things are to do anything.
I don't care about the world. I care that we're a team.
Just doing
stuff, baby.
Okay.
Like Jordan says, it has that Valheim feel.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay. And you saw that person
like building a chimney.
Uh huh. Yeah, he was like
building up stuff.
And it was actually how it was being built looked pretty interesting.
Like, yeah. Brrr.
Look, I just want to stand up, look over the peak together.
Just walk into those skeletons and
you're right.
Apparently baby skeletons. Oh, yeah.
And unexplored Earth, and then just explore and like do mad boss fights together.
All footage in game multi.
You think this is like a Sea of Thieves on steroids? You're right. It's No Man's Sky planet.
That's what I think it's going to be. I think it's just going to be fantasy No Man's Sky. Now, are they going to add different gameplay elements? Is combat going to be a little bit more
with the Zelda glider?
Like are there going to be like is there magic? You know, so, like there's a lot of things I'm curious about. But my general assumption is it's going to be No Man's Sky.
Look at that robin. That's a hummingbird, dude.
Yeah, I think that is a hummingbird.
No, but it's not humming.
Yeah, its wings aren't. Yes, he's. Well, right.
I mean, hummingbirds go.
They can hover in.
Yeah,
place.
They sound like They sound like helicopters. Yeah,
they're the Harrier of the bird kingdom.
They are. They can land.
Just guys, let's go. Hey, let's go adventuring. I'm like Jordan, Mark, we're going adventuring tonight. Okay, let's go to the Mount of Doom.
Mount of Doom.
I flew over there this afternoon. I didn't see a whole lot.
I bet it's going to be more like, shoot, I got to feed all the animals. I got to do all my chores.
Hey, guys, don't worry. That's going to be me in the back. Hey, guys, don't worry. I got the torch.
This trailer reminds me of the No Man's Sky trailer when they showed off like the third person actual multiplayer trailer. Remember? It was one of their updates. Like, it kind of reminds me of that, but just fantasy. So, Bunny people.
It does seem like it's going to be a chore game where you have to do all your chores.
Yeah, as long as I can do my chores with friends.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
It's chores with friends.
I mean, Stardew Valley, one of my favorite games.
It's a sprinkler system.
All it was doing chores.
The sprinkler system
that
tutorial.
That game for me was doing chores. Oh, this person, it's their birthday. I got to go bake him a cake.
It's their birthday.
Okay, we're good. Now they like me more.
I just noticed this. They like titles with three words. No Man's Sky, Light No Fire. I wonder what their next game's going to be called.
Multiplayer Earth.
A procedural Earth, a fantasy, all three words.
Wow. Man, wow.
This is my game, my trailer of the show.
Yeah, no, this is pretty cool.
I'm very excited for this.
Okay, I got mine. Can I switch it over to
let's do it.
Dude, it was like, I felt like the audience didn't care that much, but it was the Sega announcement for the five
classic games, man. Yeah.
And they all look awesome.
Yeah. No, that's cool. We're going back, baby.
Yeah, here, let me
pull
it
classic.
Up.
Classic. Fitzy.
Crazy Taxi looks amazing.
Dude, Crazy Taxi was so good.
Yeah.
On Dreamcast.
It started out with Jet. I was like, that looks like a nice
what came
Jet
first?
Set radio.
The Simpsons car game or Crazy Taxi?
Crazy Taxi.
I think Crazy Taxi.
Because wasn't the Simpsons game? You know which game I'm talking about? I forget what it's called, but you just drove around as Krusty?
Well, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Simpsons Hit and Run.
Yeah, that one.
I love that game.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. What came first, that or Crazy Taxi?
And honestly, I love that game, and I don't even know what that game's about. I literally just drove around as Homer.
Fitzy in chat says, David is so full of it, he wants you guys to all play together so while flying around on dragons, he can push you off the dragon. It's true. Yeah. That's the kind of game this looks like. Just tomfoolery. The best Simpsons game, by the way, is the Super Nintendo Simpsons game. With Bart and the spray paint.
Yeah, well, there's the arcade one, too, where you could be Marge with her vacuum, and it was like...
Oh, yeah.
It was like the Turtles, but with the Simpsons.
Yeah.
Simpsons, yeah.
Dude, that's the best Simpsons.
Dude, Battle Axe looks amazing in this, too.
I don't think I saw Battle Axe.
You didn't see... Okay. Okay, we're gonna watch these right
gold,
now.
Golden
See,
X.
I was like,
Golden X, right?
Is this Jet Set? What's this?
Jet Set Radio?
Yeah, that's their new version of Jet Set Radio.
Yeah, because they've basically updated all the old games.
That was Streets
games,
of
right?
Rage, by the way. So.
Those Streets of Rage, yeah.
Yeah. See, this is Battle Axe. Look at it. Look how badass that looks. Is that not badass? Yeah, it looks crazy. So, yeah, it looks
so good. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. And I think the audience was like,
yeah. Golden Axe. Yeah, Golden Axe.
Oh, sorry, Golden Axe. Yeah. Sorry, I said Battle Axe. Golden Axe, yeah. Look how good those look.
Dude, Sony's coming back.
Sega. We're mispronouncing Sega. Everything, but it was Sega. Yeah, that
Sega's coming.
That
back.
Was a that came out of nowhere for me. That was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, very good.
But yeah, there was the best Simpsons games. Were you saying Bart's Nightmare? Which one were you saying? The Super Nintendo one.
Is it Bart's Nightmare? All I remember is I got a can of spray paint and I'm on a skateboard and you're outside. It's so fun.
Yeah, Bart's Nightmare.
I think it was Bart's Nightmare.
That was a hard game. This is back when games were hard.
This was back when games were real.
I couldn't beat Bart's Nightmare. That was a tough game for me.
It wasn't like one of the hardest games, like some of the Disney games, like Lion King.
Lion King was hard. Yeah. I played that on a Game Gear.
That was back when Disney made good
Speaking
games.
Of old games, you know what's exciting? a close second for me is the new Prince of Persia game.
Oh, yeah,
that looked really cool. Yeah,
I'm not. I'll
pull that you know how down I am on Ubisoft. I'm just a negative Nancy about all things Ubisoft. And as Jordan, he was like, Ubisoft doing things to me.
I love Prince of Persia games. That was probably I would say Prince of Persia on the old DOS was one of the first games I ever played in my entire life. Like the where you're the sword, you're like. And then you back up, and then you go forward, and you go kink, 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 kink.
That is too funny.
Yeah, that was the first game I knew that had like an anti-copyright, like anti-piracy thing, where you always had to punch in the during the middle of like level one to level two. It said in the manual, "What is the word? The fifth word down from the third paragraph." And if you didn't get it right, you couldn't keep playing. Here, let me pull
That's
up.
Intense anti...
yeah, anti-piracy. And the game was like made in like 89, 91, I don't know.
I like the style. It's side-scrolling. It was kind of like a mix.
And smooth.
But it looked good.
But this art style, Jordan, you had mentioned this earlier. It seems like a lot of games are going to this like hybrid cartoon shell shade realistic look.
Because I think it's easier on systems.
Yeah. Well, and I think you can. I think you can do it.
Like Zelda.
Yeah. Like it won't. It doesn't age as bad as more hyper realistic graphics.
Which if they age bad, were they really ever realistic?
Yeah, I mean, GoldenEye, I thought that was like, holy shnikes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was actually just watching all of them this week. Look at Blizzard cinematics from way back when. I mean, they still play very well today, you
it's
know?
True.
Yeah.
Dude, look at, ugh.
But those were the cinematics. That's
Yeah, but I'm still, you know, you were limited back then too, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
Not as much like. You know,
Toy Story came out in like 95.
Yeah, it still looks good.
That's basically what those are.
Yeah, so and it still looks good.
On those Pixar shows, what looks good is the characters, the models, the surrounding areas now like lack detail that exists. You know what I mean?
In what?
In like those... the old Toy Story, for instance, because I watch it with my kid all the time.
Yeah.
The detail, like the texture detail, the characters, amazing, right?
No, but I like, but that's, it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example of the art style I like versus the sequel is The Incredibles. Incredibles 1, I love that art style. Incredibles 2, you can tell they have more detail. Plus, I don't like the story as much. I think first one better.
It's actually, it's kind of.
Or my same story.
But they make him like more real, and I think it hurts the show versus you know, otherwise. I think The Incredibles is a far better looking video.
Defenestrator in the house says Marge's vacuum was OP. It's true.
It was.
It's true.
Well, yeah. Didn't you have couldn't you team up with each other? Like you could be on Homer's, she could jump on his back and then they go whack, whack, whack. That game was awesome. Simpsons Arcade.
Can we play one more game that was my game of the show until I saw Light No Fire? And that is Black Myth Wukong.
Oh yeah,
that one. That's another one that I thought. Holy cow, that looks good.
Super cool.
I'll pull that up.
Super weird ass cool. There's a. There's cool, and then there's weird ass cool, and then there's super weird ass cool. Not Wokong, Wukong. Sorry, Black Myth Wukong.
Yeah, you were on it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pulling it up right now.
Black
this
Myth
one's a
Wukong.
2024 release?
Yeah, next August, right?
A lot of them are 25. It's good to know.
I mean, August is almost 25. Of
we can fast forward past the painter. That's what I did last night.
What?
Yeah, I was tired of
game science.
How you said that was inappropriate.
I caught it. I caught it. This looks cool, though. It does. Crazy, never-ending story style. Journey to the West.
A Chinese fantasy novel.
From 1592. Like, look at that. Oh, it's so cool.
Wait, what do you mean never-ending story? Is this like
it reminds me of never-ending story. There's just weird stuff happening everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. When you're on that dog flying.
It's a dragon, not a dog. I had no idea.
I think my mind was just blown.
I got corrected like a month ago. I said it in a work meeting, and they're like, it's a dragon. And I was like,
what kind of dragon is that?
It is?
But it's
like, it's a Chinese dragon. And I was like, no, it's a dog. Nope, it's a dragon.
It's got to be like one of those mixed breeds.
I'm like, oh. But yeah, my entire life, I thought it was a dog. It's got the flappy ears. And then he goes,
his eyes are all goofy.
He was kind of creepy looking too. You remember that? Like it was,
yeah, he's kind of creepy. That whole show is kind of creepy.
Movies from the 80s are creepy.
Had a crush on the girl.
The princess. I mean, who didn't?
Who didn't? Yeah, who didn't? She was a babe.
A dragon, huh? Like, yeah, I think everyone thought he was a dog.
That was
like that's why it was weird because it was like, yeah, it's kind of like a flying elongated dog.
It's like a flying poodle.
It really was.
Well, like I guess I could see like the body of a dragon, but like the face is totally a
but
dog.
Maybe in this mythical world, you know, it's bred for its magical powers, and it's like a
crossbred
those horsemen. With a horse on top, and then the men on top.
Cavalry?
No, not a
minotaur.
Minotaur. You know, maybe it's like a mythical animal like this, where the head is a dog, a giant dog head.
Cavalry? I was like, the guy's on horses. What are you talking about?
A Praetorian?
Anyways, this game did spicy overall. Xbox, how do you think they did this show?
They did good. I feel like a lot. I mean, we had the discussion where we don't know if it's Xbox or not with Blade.
Yeah.
I felt like they could have been more
in your face. Yeah.
To let me know like things, but I know this isn't an Xbox.
Yeah, it's a Game Awards, so even PlayStation was very subtle.
That's true. Same. I mean, all of them were subtle, but
yeah.
I know. I mean. Let's give it out for Forza Motorsport for winning several. They won a couple awards.
Yeah, well done, Forza Motorsport. Absolutely.
Which I mean,
didn't they say one of the awards they won was like their fifth time or something like that?
Sports Game of the Year, Sports/Racer.
Oh yeah.
Which I looked at that list. Yeah, they
deserve the only one that could have competed was FC24 on their list because it's done really well. But
oh, and I gotta mention, You know how last week you were saying that there should be this like Mortal Kombat tournament of if they win their category, they should go up for Game of the Year?
Yeah.
Alan Wake did beat Baldur's Gate 3 in one category.
Well, it won a couple awards, but was it in a category?
Direction.
That's what it was, yeah.
Best art direction.
No, it was game direction. But it won art direction as well.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is Baldur's Gate 3 lost one, David, to Alan Wake.
Yeah.
I will say that category was heavy hitters. It had like Zelda in it.
Yeah, but
it also won its other categories, though, too.
So you're telling me that the game with the best direction. So you've set up this conundrum.
Yeah.
Because the game with the best game direction lost to Game of the Year.
Yeah. But, I mean.
And they were in the same category, but Game of the Year did not have the best game direction.
Maybe it's like this. When you play a sports game. You know, maybe somebody's 3-point, you know, is better than their dunking ability or their rebound ability. Maybe Alan Wake's rebounds are way better than its shooting skill. But Baldur's Gate 3, you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I see what you're trying to say.
That game, Alan Wake, in that category was better than Baldur's Gate 3. But overall, LeBron James over here is better than them.
Yeah.
You know?
So maybe Baldur's like Gate, one game of the year.
Which was well-deserved.
Best Game Direction, awarded for outstanding creative vision and innovation in game direction and design. Again, based off that definition, I think it's Baldur's Gate is what, like, game design?
Yeah, I would
and direction?
Say, I would say.
Yeah, but it's mind-blowing.
Alan Wake is really good.
Yeah.
Scary. It's good.
Okay, so it'd be that.
I haven't.
Best narrative. Alan Wake again beat Baldur's Gate in the same category. Outstanding storytelling and narrative development in the game. That one I could see because Baldur's Gate is not
is more
as open-ended
narrative. Yet. Well, like it's got a narrative, but it can go a lot of directions.
Best art direction. This is three in a row. Alan Wake again. Alan Wake has a ton of awards.
Yeah, well, I think really Baldur's good. Gate has.
That one's not over Baldur's Gate, though. That
Baldur's Gate has quite a few awards, too.
Okay, let me
yeah,
see.
They've just, won a lot of awards.
Best audio design. Best, yeah, shout out to Hi-Fi Rush.
Yeah, Hi-Fi Rush.
That
yeah.
game, I think that game is audio design, though. Like, that's unfair. That yeah. game is audio design.
Innovation and accessibility was Forza as well.
Nice.
Yeah, well, they mentioned that even blind people are playing that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy, yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It's crazy.
Best Which, by the way, that award was one of the ones that were like, okay, let's get it over in 30 seconds, you know?
Best community support, transparency and responsiveness, inclusive of social media activity and game updates / patches. Who was on this list?
Baldur's Gate was on there.
Baldur's Gate, Cyberpunk. Final Fantasy, Cyberpunk, and
do you want me to
Destiny.
Pull, I can pull
Destiny?
Up the list.
Yeah, Destiny
if
was.
You wanna, do you want to go through all these?
No, I'm just going back through. Ooh, Sea of Stars won Best Independent Game.
Which was fair. I've never played it, but everybody tells me Dave the Diver is like just as good as Sea of Stars. Like, it's very good.
Yeah, fun fact, Dave the Diver is related to Bob the Builder.
Interesting.
Cousins.
Are you serious? No, it makes sense that they would be in the same universe.
So, go back up.
So there's one actually
more. Oh, best VR AR. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So there's actually not that in head to head categories where they
that,
were competing.
That was with, yeah, and that was a good win. Best action game, Armored Core. That was a good win.
Where they're competing in categories, Alan Wake versus. Oh, here is our prime example. No, it's not.
Well, best action adventure game, Tears of the Kingdom, which again a fair winner.
Best RPG, there we go.
Best RPG, but I mean, it's
just a little bit flawed. I think it's a little bit flawed. Anyways,
where's that list you're looking at? I want to pull it up.
Just the Game Awards. Yeah, it just shows they're on their website.
Not on IGN.
Okay, the Game Awards.
Yeah, the Game Awards.
But overall, it's a good show.
Overall, I enjoyed it. It was a fun
game. My only criticism is just it is very long. Three and a half hours.
It's too long.
And that's impressive to do that without commercials. Like, at least the Academy...
There was a lot of commercials in there.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, the Academy Awards is 3 hours, but it also goes to, like, 10 minutes of commercials every 30 minutes, you know?
But that's the thing. The Academy Awards is shorter, and they have 7-minute commercials every 10 minutes. So they're able to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
All right. Where's the list? I want to pull these up.
If you just go up to the click winners on the top bar.
Winners. Okay.
And then just scroll.
Yeah, let me pull it up. So everybody
just and then hit view winners.
View winners.
And then you can just scroll up there. So you can hit next of view all categories.
Oh, okay. So that's game of the year.
Baldur's Gate 3.
You know what's crazy? I don't think Mario won anything, did it?
It won family game. Best family game.
Oh, that's right. It was in a lot of categories, but.
Which I think Nintendo has that category locked up.
And Spider-Man as well was in.
Yeah, that was actually surprising. Spider-Man didn't win anything. I've actually been playing that with my son. And it's a very, you know, if you enjoyed the first Spider-Man, you'll enjoy the second one. But
I got proven wrong last week. I said, I think Spider-Man, you know, because bias media. I was wrong. I was completely wrong. Maybe there's no such thing
as
bias media.
I mean,
maybe there's no such thing as bias media. Wow.
Even after,
what an optimist.
I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong.
Even after playing Spider-Man, now I haven't beaten Spider-Man, but after playing a good amount of Spider-Man, I still think the game of the year was between Tears of the Kingdom and Baldur's Gate 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm just looking.
I really like the Final Fantasy 16 DLC that they just dropped last night.
Did they announce that?
Well. Yeah, two DLCs. The first one was available yesterday. And then the next one's coming out.
Did they also announce, I didn't see it anywhere, but I knew it was announced somewhere that Baldur's Gate 3 is now on the Xbox Series
S. And it was, probably, if you hit the arrow, you probably went past it. It was super quick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's now on the Xbox Series X.
Available yesterday. Installed on my box.
Well, I was close. It came.
Just didn't come on Game Pass.
Man, am I going to have to play Alan Wake 2?
It's good. It's scary. I'd play it with like
I would like to submit that we move our gameplay to the Xbox for Baldur's Gate.
But how do we move our save over
it's
there?
It's a cloud save. You can transfer
your save. You just can't.
But can I still play on my PC while you play on?
No, you would have to play on the Xbox, but you could plug in a mouse and keyboard.
Okay, because I'm taking the role of the inventory management person, and I'm telling you, a keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, if you can plug it in. If you don't mind, because you don't need any like quick APM stuff. You could just get like a.
Then we don't have to worry about
wireless
any,
USB. You know what I mean?
We don't have to worry about any stupid Steam glitches. Every time we fire up, I'll be ready. Like how many? There's like
I don't think people know what's going
there
on.
There's at least three gameplays where that's killed our gameplay.
Yeah.
So we have a
and don't think I don't know that you both thought I was crazy and doing something.
No, yeah, we all did. Well, I was like, I didn't want to play, so he just said it uninstalled.
That was a thing.
One day he actually showed me, and I was like,
well, let me explain what's going on.
Explain.
So we have an ongoing game on Baldur's Gate 3 multiplayer, and we play once a week. It's basically our Dungeons and Dragons game time.
Literally,
it's so good. We talk about it on the show all the time.
If you remember, it's. They drop in the members.
Yeah, the members of our channel here get to watch those. They're very good. It's a very fun experience. I look forward to it every week because I have hard weeks. I'm busy.
Yeah,
but every Monday night I am excited to play that game. Yeah. It is so good.
And three of the last five.
And
nights?
Every Monday night three. It feels like
three
like,
of the last five.
I have to reinstall it, and it's 140 gigs. It's huge.
It keeps growing.
It keeps growing and growing and growing. And so we only have like the time for an hour and a half to two, basically an hour and a half to play.
Yeah, for whatever reason, every time, and not every time, because like last week you didn't do it. Mm. But then this week, there's some sort of patch that it needs. And what it's doing is it's a glitch on Steam where it's not.
I thought it was
reading.
A Larian issue.
No, it's a Steam issue.
Oh, it's okay. Not reading that I have the game already. So it's making me reinstall the entire game. Remember also.
But what's funny is like, remember like.
We were playing in the middle of game and it kicks me out to install a patch.
Well, basically, we have lost gameplay because David doesn't want to play. No, I'm just kidding. Because the game reinstalls.
First of all.
Right before. And it's so annoying.
I'm already hard to get to play with.
Well, what's funny is you'll check like 2 hours before. And you're like, okay, it's installed. Yeah, and then you'll go and you'll hit play, and then it'll be like reinstalled.
Super frustrating. So
it is a confirmed bug.
The idea here is to move over to the Xbox so we don't run into these issues with Steam.
I think you just have to have a Larian account.
And then I can lay back on my couch and my controller.
Let that vampire
suck my neck. Suck on my neck.
That is such a good game. They deserve to have Game of the Year, I think.
Yeah.
What's their... Yeah. Yeah, I think they deserve it.
I downloaded Skyrim Special Edition this week because the creation, what do they call it?
It's creation
Bethesda's
kit.
Creations has dropped and opened over there. It's freaking cool, guys. Like, wow. So the next step is for that to come into Starfield, which I'm very excited for because I'm going back through all the Starfield stuff. But that being available on console and Xbox that way, like, they have all the mods are there, for instance, for like graphic stuff to like upgrade your graphics and the whole shop.
Yeah, because they upload it to the Bethesda's whatever. And
the only thing, the way that they manage it is you can only apply so many, and this is even if you're on PC, you can only apply so many mods from there. So you can't have like unlimited. There's like a.
Oh, and I know you lose out on achievements.
There's like an 8 gig or maybe it's 4 gig. It's either 4 or 8 gig. Total add-on that you have, and there's a bar that marks it for you. Really cool, though. Really cool. Wow.
Should we talk about the other big news that happened this week, where you tried to, you tried to do a reaction video again and again and again?
Oh, that's right. That was this week, man. What a week!
Yeah,
Grand Theft Auto 6, baby,
officially announced.
Yeah, officially announced. Well, dropped
officially
a trailer.
Leaked.
Then they officially announced it.
Do you know what I was surprised about? The release date.
Pull up that trailer, actually. Is that 20?
No, I can't pull up that trailer.
No, you can now.
That you can
My
now?
Video is now approved.
Just don't put Rockstar music.
They was purposely doing it so that they got all the views on their channel. Now we're golden. We're golden.
If we're live and we get cut off, stay watching.
Oh, man, what a week. That feels like so long ago.
I know. It really does.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer officially here,
going back to Vice City. I hope my strip club that I own is still there.
Yeah, it looks like it is. Looks like
you
it's
know, if you
tech.
Played, you know it's the first one you can own. Yeah,
I know exactly what street you're talking about.
All right, there it is.
A couple things stood out to me.
And your boy Lance, who kind
of,
you know.
A couple things stood out to me initially in watching this. First of all, did you know that this is the they broke the YouTube record? Mr. Beast previously owned it of most views in a day.
Really?
A yeah.
I'm sure Mr. Beast will get it back pretty quick.
Mr. Beast will do a video about this.
Yeah.
And then he's going to get like 50-100 people to hear and see, and then he'll be digging water things in Africa.
Well, yeah.
And the internet,
and the internet will get mad at him for like making the world a better place, you know?
So. But what makes me love this, or what really stood out to me here, is
the twerking.
The twerking. No, the world.
I'm gonna go back.
Anytime they flash to the world and show the world, it looks so dense. It looks so good. Yeah. I think Rockstar is the best open world build. Like, they build the best open world.
No, 100%.
I don't think it's a question. I think other games have come close.
No,
but they're never the close.
You know what's interesting is I was listening. I told you, David, because it's super fascinating. So there's a YouTuber. I forget his name. I'll show you guys after the show. But he is an ex Rockstar animator.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, and IGN even
ladies.
Like quoted. But anyway, he reacts to trailers and he kind of gives you his perspective from. He gives you his perspective from a developer, right? And then what's interesting about this one is he used to be a Rockstar developer. Now, he specifically says, like, look, I don't know what they're doing now, but when we were there, this is what we did. This is why they're doing this in the trailer. And it was really interesting, but he made the point. He said, no one, if you got a AAA team, you could not make an open world today like Rockstar can. And he basically, its point is because he said every game they build, they learn and improve so much going from Grand Theft Auto 1 to 2 to 3 to Red Dead.
It's building
to Red
blocks.
Dead. Yeah, like he says, no one can do what they do if you just started today. Like this is a Grand Theft Auto 6
this
is like a you know, this is years in progress.
This exists because of the previous five.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, quite literally.
Yeah, like it's
well,
yeah.
And the Warriors and all the other Rockstar games. Which, by the way, I love the Warriors. If I were to not to derail this,
yeah, it was
you would go Warriors.
If I were to make a new game today, I would make a Warriors Tarkov game.
Can we pause it right here? Look at that city, baby.
Well, look how
look at that.
If
city.
You another thing people are comparing, if you pull up a picture of the downtown area of current GTA 5, was it Los Santos?
Yeah,
it's vastly smaller.
Yeah,
like the downtown, like this. I think this map is going to be
the
huge.
Density, the amount of stuff that's happening.
And I would like you to read aloud that banner,
if you could.
You can zoom in on it. Hold on. It gets a little bit bigger. Can you see it there?
It's supposed to be like a Netflix banner because that looks like a Netflix logo that they're mocking. What does it say?
It says something like, what?
Hold on, let me, I'll like Google
you
it.
You could find it because someone said it and I just started laughing.
I can't read that. And I can't zoom in on this computer. I could zoom in on my phone.
Yeah, it says 919. It says Y69 when you can 919.
Oh, man.
It's going to be so good to have like a Grand Theft Auto game back.
That's the
other
thing that stood out to me. It just seems so unapologetically Grand Theft Auto. And that is the charm. That is the... would I ever let my kids play this game? No, but I'm going to play the crap out of it. Okay? I cannot wait to live my life here.
Well, look, like it's not just like Vice City. Like, look, we're going to the Everglades in Florida. Like, it's just it looks. Well, I think it's going to be like a Los Santos where you had like
the three
kind of. But yeah, I think it'll be a bit bigger. But I'm excited for Vice City.
Yeah, Fitzy says, I like how they based a lot of the stuff on actual Florida events. The Joker prison guy is all upset by everything. Everything that they're showing, the crazy car meetups that are happening. That dude's a real guy. That's a real situation. Well, the alligator being pulled out of the pool. The twerking on the car is real, happening in real life.
I think one of the comments I saw is they're going for that real Florida man energy.
Yeah, it is. It has everything.
The guy in the banana hammock, like, watering his lawn.
That's real as well. That's a real, like, they went off of, like, viral social media videos, which is why you see all the social media in there.
Now, if you notice, they show the two characters. I don't know how you guys feel about it or how a lot of people... I know some people like it, some people don't. I really enjoyed the switching between the three characters.
There were times it fell flat.
I mean, yeah. Overall, when you have multiple characters, there's always going to be some that you think are better than the others, right? Like, I played mostly as the first guy, Michael.
Michael's right?
I know,
awesome.
Like, you're a Trevor, you know. Trevor's like, awesome. You know, and then there's Franklin, right? You know, everybody's going to have their guy.
Franklin was the most boring.
But
he was very useful in his driving skills. Yeah, yeah. He was a good driver.
I hope
Franklin's friend was interesting. That's Lamar. Lamar.
With that Apache blood.
Yeah. But Franklin was just kind of like, he was just uninteresting of the three.
Well, he was like, I feel like he was
uninteresting. He was the least interesting.
Well, I think his character was like, he was learning from Michael, right? Like, he's the up and coming, you know, but what
like
it did.
That's real life.
What it did for, like, gameplay, like, being able to switch between, like, hey, Franklin's the driver in this mission, Trevor's the sniper, I think it overall, like, there are some cons to it, but I think the pros outweigh the cons, and I really do hope they go with the, the bouncing between, and it looks like it's going to be these characters. At first, I'm thinking, like, oh, are they going to push co-op, maybe? But no, I think they'll
it's those two characters.
Yeah, I think it's going to, I hope they do the bouncing between them.
What is the movie where they drive off a cliff and die? They're robbers.
I don't know,
Bonnie and Clyde.
Is this going to be a Bonnie and Clyde story?
Is that the movie?
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's kind of what they're going for.
Oh, that's not Bonnie and Clyde. I know what you're talking about.
No, it is. It's Bonnie and Clyde.
It is?
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, then maybe they're going for like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde in Florida.
Oh no, Bonnie and Clyde. Were they shot up or did they drive off a cliff?
No, I can't. I know what you're talking about.
I think they were shot up.
I don't know. I know.
Thelma and Louise. Thank you. Thank you, chat. Thelma and Louise.
Well, we're way off.
No, that's what I was. Yeah, that's what I was trying to. I can't remember.
Well, that's Thelma and Louise is off the cliff, but Bonnie and Clyde got
shot up.
They were
the robbers.
I think it's going to be a Bonnie and Clyde tragedy.
Oh,
or Butch Cassidy and the
Guys,
Sundance
just so
Kid.
You know, that
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Let's say that. That's one of the OK Corral.
That scene of the people partying at the pool with the lady in the white bikini. Don't worry, guys. When on the online mode, you guys come visit me. That'll be my.
I think that's the main character. I think that's the girl.
There.
Anyways, reiterate what you guys said. Rock. Nobody does it like Rockstar.
Oh yeah,
they push boundaries. They push it hard. Yeah. Nobody can. I mean, you get your off. Well, I got to get my fix. That's when I would play like Sleeping Dogs. Or that's what I would play other games like it, you know? Because they come out so far away from each other.
Even Red
Dead. This game's, 13 years since we've had a Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah. Well, even Red Dead 2, like, I have my criticisms of Red Dead 2, mostly in the multiplayer side, but I think that game even pushed.
Well, even
like, you know, like, push boundaries.
I think it's on my top 5 game list, but it doesn't beat Red Dead 1. But the world is
Red
the
Dead
best.
1 pushed it forward, too. Yeah. Every game they release pushes the industry forward.
But the world building in Red Dead 2 is the best to date.
Yeah.
And this looks like it could be the best to date.
Yeah. Well, every Rockstar game when they were released was the best universe to date.
Yeah, nobody else they make it not tedious. They make it feel, they always manage to make you feel that you're in the world, that things are happening if you're not there. That the characters passing by you are living their own life. No other game does that. Ubisoft, again, I'm going to rant on them here real quick. They're just tedious. Their open world is tedious. You're not living.
Well, and I think
the world's not living.
Like, I think going to Assassin's Creed Mirage, I think they know that, and I think they're starting to kind of maybe reevaluate how they do.
Yeah, whereas Grand Theft Auto always, even at 5, you're walking downtown.
Here's my thing,
or you're driving in a car, listening to the radio, people are going past you, music, having conversations on the phone, and like,
the music in the game.
So cool.
Here's my thing, and I think the great games do this, and I think this is a lot of games fall into this trap. You spend a lot of man hours working on a quest or something, right? And they're afraid the player won't see it, right? Like you're doing all that investment, all that time, and the player won't see it. Something like Grand Theft Auto or even Baldur's Gate, I'm sure there's stuff that developers spend hours on, but they give the player the freedom to either find it on their own or, you know what I mean? And I think that, yeah, exactly. And I think that's why games like Baldur's Gate or games like Grand Theft Auto or even Red Dead 2 feel more immersive and feel alive because it is like a random encounter, right? Yeah. Like there, how many times in even just taking Red Dead 2 did I encounter something that you guys didn't encounter? You know, like, and I think they're not afraid. These developers aren't afraid to do that. Whereas I think developers like Ubisoft and, you know, maybe I'm generalizing, but I think they are afraid to do that. Like, oh no, we put all this time into this quest. We need to make sure the player sees it, right? Yeah. You know, or this mode or this, what, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Anyway, it's very exciting. What a week. The other thing, and then we've got to go because we've got to do the members lounge real quick, which, guys, if you want to come see us at the members lounge, it's for everyone who supports the show via subscribing. If you like what you're listening
to. Makes me want to move to Florida.
If you like what you're hearing, come join us. Come become a member. But Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves had an update. Private service.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool, yeah.
So it's called, what is it called? It's High Seas, and what's the private server called? Dang, I forget. But it's private server.
Low seas.
No, High Seas is going to be the traditional mode where Safer Seas. This was so High Seas and Safer Seas. Safer Seas is a private server. Basically, you can do all the quests, the, what are the stories, Tall Tales?
Without getting ganked.
Without getting ganked by others. But you do get less experience. You don't have, it's, you know, not everything is available there. So I like it. I think it's good. I think it's a great way to give options.
I almost wonder,
like,
if
you could play with your kids, right? Like that's the.
Yeah. I almost wonder if that takes away from it though. You know, like.
No, I get why. So when you look at the list of everything you can do, anything that has anything to do with multiplayer obviously is removed. You get way less renown. You get way less experience, stuff like that. What it's basically focused to go through the Tall Tales.
Yeah, but see, all the most of the newer Tall Tales, I mean, probably the first set of Tall Tales, not so much, but the newer Tall Tales, you're all instanced anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so I just, not I don't know, way, I wonder, I just, either. A lot of the encounters of Sea of Thieves and what makes that game special is the fact that you can encounter someone, you can, like, become friends with another pirate ship, or, like, their enemy, you know, you end up fighting another pirate ship. They, like, yes, there has been nights where I've done an Athena quest, and you get raided right at the end because you took that risk. Like, I know we'll go one more and then we'll hit the outpost. And then all of a sudden, like some pro player comes in and just wrecks your ship and steals all your stuff. And you're like, I literally just wasted the last 5 hours of my life, you know? But I think that even though that's annoying and frustrating, I think that's what makes the game special. Yeah. So I'm just, I don't know. I'll try it out. I'm interested. I'm just curious if it takes away that feel of Sea of Thieves, you know?
The people that are going to be playing on this server are not going to be the hardcore players. It's going to be dads and kids and moms and kids and family. That's what this is for.
Yeah.
It's not like it's making you play it.
But that's
what if you want to relax and not,
I think having that risk, I'm just curious. I think it takes away of what Sea of Thieves is and the overall feel of Sea of Thieves.
Well, go play it and tell us.
Yeah, no, I will.
Go play it. And
well, don't, yeah. Play it with like your kid or something.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, that does us for this week. Thank you very much for tuning in and hanging out. If you like this, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to us over on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever. Leave us a 5-star rating. Also, consider supporting us. Become a member over on YouTube. Just hit the join button, and you get a sweet loyalty badge. Shout out to everybody who joins us live every single week. Shout out to everybody who supports us. Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it. Right after this show, we've got our members lounge, where we hang out with members. And what are we talking today? Oh, we're talking Forever Games, baby. Because I went through everybody's hours while we were waiting for Baldur's Gate to upload. So we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Have a good one, everyone. Bye-bye.